Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I am so grateful that you're tuned in today, and I really, really appreciate you. I know you could be wherever, doing whatever, and you decide to tune in, so I'm full of gratitude and gratefulness for you allowing me to share this hour of time with you. I like to call it the power hour, because we try to bring you powerful things that you can utilize in your everyday life. Everything that I try to share with you are things that are practical enough that you can implement them and use them starting today. Okay, so that is the main purpose of what we do. So for all my old listeners, I am so grateful for you and just full of gratitude that you have come back and tune in. For all my new listeners, I am grateful for you also, and I welcome you. This is a spiritual-based ministry. We're just grateful, and I'm broadcasting today live from Phoenix, Arizona, and I have good news to report about Phoenix. We are finally cooling down, and we are grateful because all the stuff going on around us, we are full of gratitude that it is at least getting cooler here, and that's a good thing. We've had the hottest summer on year, and it's been pretty challenging, beloved ones. We've had temperatures over 110 for almost 60 days, and that gets pretty hot. But, you know, we're not as bad as Death Valley, Texas. This year got over to 130 degrees, so we are grateful. And so we're just praising the Lord and pressing on. So, again, I welcome you this morning, and just grateful that you're able to show up. So, you know, for all of you who have been listening for some time to the show, know that I always open the show up with a prayer because I just believe in the power of prayer, and I believe that the universal God force is here with us and opening it up for us. So we call upon all those higher beings and higher ones that to assist us and to be able to bring this message. Because of you, I am just a vessel, beloved ones. I open myself up and open my mouth up and allow God to bring forth the words that he desires for you to hear. So let's pray. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day. We thank you, God, that we've been able to make another week. And we thank you and just give you all the glory and all the gratitude for allowing us to have. We thank you for all the wisdom and knowledge that you allow us to experience. And we thank you for all the divine health that we have had. We thank you, God, for safety. We thank you that we are well and that we made it safely through another week. And we pray for your divine protection over our physical bodies and over this nation and all its people, that you will continue to bless us in a mighty way and continue to wake us up and continue to open our eyes to things that are happening and things that are going on around us. We thank you, God, that we are able to see clearly that which is going on. And we know, God, that you are the source of their all, even the things that we do not understand and all the things that happen to God. We know that you are in charge and that everything is truly in divine order, even though we may not be able to understand it. We know that you're orchestrating things as it is necessary to be done. We know that we are in a growth process. We know that we are in an evolutionary conscious process. We are moving higher into that higher dimension of consciousness. And so we just thank you, God, for opening the paths and giving us strength to move forth and to give us energy to be able to accomplish the things that we need to accomplish. And we pray for divine health in our country. We pray, God, that the leaders of this country will be touched and that we will be able to bring about some calmness and some stability here in America, and that we will be able to move in a higher state of consciousness and rise above the pettiness and the smallness that's going on. So we pray for divine health and protection in that aspect. We give gratitude. We pray for the soul of beloved Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg and her ascension going into the higher realms. We say, job well done, beloved sister. So we thank you for being the service that you have done and you have done a mighty work. So we praise that you are being embraced in the arms of the higher powers and moving forward. So we say thank you, God. So we give gratitude and thanks this day, just saying continue to bless us and continue to give us wisdom. Bring us a word today, God, that will uplift us and help us to elevate to that higher state of consciousness, which we know is necessity in order to be able to make it through the planet today. So we said thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. Okay, beloved ones, so let's get going with today's show. I think it's one that's very practical. You know, some shows are practical and some shows are a little more in depth. And this is a pretty practical show. This is one that you should be able to grasp and really be able to utilize it starting immediately. Okay, today's show is the power of positive expectations. In other words, what is in your future? What are you seeing coming your way? And what are you and how are you sending thoughts and feeling toward your future and what you want to show up in your life? In other words, you're looking forward to getting your morning, your day started. And it starts every day that you wake up. Every day you wake up, you should be focusing on the process of something special happening for you. Beloved one, positive expectation means that you are expecting something to happen for you. Personally, myself, every day I wake up expecting a miracle. I really do. I expect that something great is going to show up and something will be different and wonderful this day that was not yesterday. And you have to do that. You have to learn to take control of what you are expecting to show up. Not mean that it always works out that way, but at least you want to start your morning off with high expectations of something wonderful, expecting that you're going to have that miracle today, expecting the day is going to be the day that you get your breakthrough. Today is going to be the day where positive and good and wonderful things are going to happen to you. Okay, you got to go, you got to move in that direction, beloved ones, in order to be able to have control of your day. And the first few minutes of waking up of your day is you're going to be controlling what happens to your day. So how you wake up and how you feel and what you're projecting in your first conscious thoughts is how you're going to be able to project and set the vibe and the frequency of your day. So it is so, so important that you wake up, come out of your sleep, come out of your rest with the expectation of, boy, this is going to be a great day and I'm going to have many things work out in my favor, and God's mercy and God's blessings are just going to be overwhelming and overpouring to me today. That's what you got to do, beloved one. Because if you don't do that, then more than likely you're going to be operating with your yesterday thoughts and feelings. And not saying they were all bad, but if you were having a rough time yesterday and things were not going in the manner that you so deemed them to be, and there were a lot of negative energy around you, well, guess what? You're going to start your today off with that same conscious and thought if you do not put forth any mental effort to make sure that this day is going to be different. So you have to focus on what you want to show up, not what you don't want to show up. So that's very, very important that you focus on that and high expectations of today going to be that day where that miracle is going to break through. At least that, if it's not a miracle, at least something special is going to come through for you. Something that unique is going to happen to you today. And life is going to be totally different today than it was yesterday in a more positive and uplift manner. It's going to be. So you see, beloved ones, something that you do every day is create your thoughts and allow them to come forth and allow them to come into fruition. See, the universal God force have given each one of us a special gift, and that gift is called free will. So with that gift, you can make a decision about what it is that you're going to have show up, and you are that that unique and special being. Most of the day, as I've told you, in my mind, I wake up knowing that something special is going to happen and something unique is going to happen to me this day. Now, don't get me wrong, beloved ones, because I understand the power of karma, and I understand how the law of affection, law of attraction work as well. So some days, even though I wanted to go the way that I so desired or think I wanted to go consciously that day, some days I am in the universal process of paying karma and getting back what I put out through the law of attraction. And sometimes the day doesn't go perfect as I so designed it. But I don't have any conflicts with that because I have full understanding of paying what I put out, I get back. And so even when you have those days that you have karma coming back to you, you embrace them as well because at least you have paid that debt and you don't have to continue to pay it unless you keep doing the same crazy stuff you've done to create it, okay? So you want to be able to bring that in and embrace it. So some of those days, you just got to accept it is what it is as it shows up. But it doesn't mean even when you have that moment of that calm, you can still go right back in the midst of that day and expect just because it happened in 1 minute, 1 hour, and your day seems to be a little few, still go back to expecting that oneness, that great thing going to happen. Okay, I paid this karmic debt. The law of attraction, my frequency brought back what I put out. Because, see, the law of attraction works on your vibration. Whether they're high or whether they're low, you're bringing back into your being what you're sending out. So whatever it is showing up, you need to embrace it and say, okay, now I'm going to work through this. Because guess what, beloved one? You created it all. You created it. You're in charge. You created it all. And so when those things come back that's not so high-minded or high-spirited or make you feel as if you're on top of the world, you must understand that that is part of your evolutionary growth. So we grow during the rough times. And matter of fact, a lot of times where character building come in and when we're having challenging times in our lives, that's when we get to reach down into that fortitude and pull ourselves up and move forth and learn from those experiences and learn to move forward. Because, you know, you came here, beloved ones, to work through a lot of stuff. There is no perfect person on planet Earth. If you were perfect, you would not be here, okay? Because you are in school. The planet Earth is a major school. So you come here to learn and you come here to work through stuff that you've brought over and brought past. So things going to show up. But still, even when those things show up, you're still in charge. You're in charge of what's showing up in your life. So, beloved one, that's what we're going to focus on, learning how to control what's showing up in your life. Now, I'm totally aware the negativity. I'm totally aware also that we're living in a negative society. Unfortunately, there is so much negativity going on in our society today, in the world as a whole, especially right now in America. This is so much upheaval going on in America right now that one has to really brace themselves and keep themselves at a high vibration not to be affected by the negativity that is happening in our country right now. You have to do special things to keep yourself elevated. Constantly, you've got to work on yourself very diligently, keep yourself in a positive frame of mind, because if you don't, it is not hard to pick up that negative energy, and it's going to affect you in ways that you may not even be aware of, affect your emotions. There's so many people right now that are going through low-grade depression and low-grade energy because they are picking up on the vibrational energy that is taking place. Okay, and not only that, you do not stress weakens your immune system. So you don't need that stress, especially in this time with the virus going on. You need to have the strongest immune system that you can possibly have to be able to survive and function in this country and not allow it to affect you mentally and physically. Okay, beloved one. So it is very, very important that you're able to do that. I think in one of my shows not too long, I spoke to you about meditation. And you know what? It is so important that you learn to meditate and to do it on a regular basis that you can keep the stress level down. Man, the stress level is really unbelievable for some folks. But all of us who are meditating are able to sustain ourselves and rise above it. And see, I don't want to, I like to share with you positive and upbeat stuff as much as humanly possible. And I'm always going to keep you in and try to keep you in a high state of consciousness. But I like to got to keep it real. And, we cannot always bury our head in the sand and just, act as if stuff ain't going on around us, because it is happening. But you don't have to participate in it. You don't have to be part of it. You don't have to allow it to affect your life, where you become immersed and mesmerized and stuck in the uck of all the crazy stuff going on. I'd like to just share a scripture with you that will help you to really understand what I mean by what I'm saying with this. It's in Romans 12:2, and it says, "And be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and accept and perfect will of God. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good, pleasing, and perfect." I'm going to read that to you again, beloved one, because I want you to get the full grip of what is being said here in this verse, because it's a very powerful thing for you to be able to encompass and to be able to keep bringing into your thoughts, okay? It comes from Romans 12:2. You can always go and double check it when you get off the online, unless you have a Bible with you right now, you can read it. And it says, "And be not conformed to the world." Other words, don't do what all other folks are doing just because it's happening, and don't feed into all the stuff. "Be you transferred by the renewing of your mind," which means making sure your mind is activated in positive energy and positive thoughts at all times, okay? "That you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect with the will of God," okay? So you can see what's God's will is for you. "Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good, pleasant, and perfect." Beloved ones, God wants you to live a happy and prosperity life. God wants you to live a happy and prosperity life. And if you're not experiencing that, then you need to shift and begin to work and to get to that point. Because you did not come here to planet Earth to live any other way. Yes, you did come here, and you did have karmic debts that you had to pay for. And so you're bringing some of those karmic debts with you, but you're paying them. But you're not coming here to live in your past experiences, but you came here to rectify them and to live at a high state of consciousness. So the creator of the universe wants you to have a positive, happy, and wonderful life, okay, beloved one. And there is no lack in the universe. The only lack is come from the lack of faith for mankind and believing in supply and abundance, because it's there. I really amazed a lady by the name of Minister Catherine Ponder. A lot of my metaphysical and New Age people would understand who Catherine Ponder was. And Catherine Ponder would say, "There's gold dust in the air. And every day that you go out and you take a breath, you're taking in that fabric of gold inside of you, and you're becoming more crystallized in your and prosperity thinking in your mind." Okay, because you have to start with a thought. And with that thought, you understand that is. So there is no limitation, beloved one. The only limitation is what you are allowing to show up. So, like I said, God has given you the ability to co-create in our lives. You have the ability to co-create in your lives, in our lives. God is the creator, the supreme being, okay? But he has given you, with your free will, God has put enough authority authority in your life and say, hey, I don't need to be the master of control. You control your life. You do what you need to do because I'm going to give you the authority to rise above and to be whatever you need to be and to accomplish whatever you need to be. So if you're not doing anything with your life, it's not, cannot blame God, because he put everything inside of you to for you all to become all that you need to do. You see, beloved one, God knows what gift you have been given and what your potentials are, because the universal God force that you are part of knows what is inside of your spiritual DNA. Know what you have the potential to become and know what you have the potential to create. So it's there, beloved one. It's in place for you to be able to create that and to become part of that. So, and then this potential is actualized through this gift that God gave you called free will. Yes, free will. It's a powerful thing, beloved one, because your free will allow you to become and rise at your highest state, allow you to stoop to your lowest low, okay? But God gave you a choice to be able to utilize your free will in the manner that you need to use it and how you want to do it. And it's up to you how you use it to manifest your potential, beloved one. It is true, beloved one, that if you take one step, God will take two. That is no doubt in my mind that God is for us and always looking to support us in every way that they possibly can. God has assigned to you guardian angels who are here to assist you at every beckon moment. You can learn to call on your guardian angels for assistance. They are waiting you. They do not interfere in your life and will not come in your life if you do not invite them in. But they are here to assist you, to help you to get to the next realm in your life, or even to accomplish even the smallest thing. That they are here to assist you. All you have to do is ask, beloved one. Okay? So, but the key is that God will take one step, but if you do not take, God will take two steps, but if you do not take one step, guess what? Nothing happens. Nothing happens. Okay? So, it is really true that God do help those who help themselves. Let me read that to you again. God help those who help themselves. Because you've been given everything that you need to become all that you are designed to be. All that's in your DNA structure, all that's in your plan of life, all that's in your astrological layout, you have the ability to accomplish these things. And it's up to you by using your free will to rise above those things. So when you start and begin to understand your power, then you will be awoken to how to really to take charge of it. So, beloved one, expecting to have the greatest things to show up in your life is one of the things that's going to really make a difference in your days. So, as I spoke to you earlier. So you have the power to be able to do that. So when you do, and like I said, when you do not release the negativity or anger from the day before, that is going to be the experience that you're going to have in today. You know, it's almost like Groundhog Day. You know, I don't know how many of you have seen the movie, but the same thing keeps showing up day in, day out, day in, day out, because you're stuck in a rut. And you're waking up with that negative energy inside of you and allowing it to be. You know, beloved one, you cannot carry around anger and non-forgiveness inside of your body. If you are carrying that energy around with you, then, you know, there's no way that you're going to be able to receive the goodness of God. Because, you see, God and negativity do not operate in the same space. And let me repeat that. God and negativity will not operate in the same space. So if you are full with anger, non-forgiveness, and holding on to something, do not expect that the Creator is going to assist you. You have to assist you to get out of that thought. Yes, when you begin to walk forward, God is there for you. But when you're caught and you caught in that ring of negativity, God is not going to be there in that negative realm of negativity with you. God is not a God of negativity, okay? You, your lower self, is controlling that, okay? You are the one that allowing yourself to be that. But when you decide to step out and take one step, God will take two of that situation, you see, beloved one. So you need to realize that every night before you go to bed, you have to learn to forgive others for anything. You have to forgive yourself, first of all. You have to love, you learn to forgive yourself for all of your inharmonious actions. And inharmonious action means anything that you have done to create negative energy this day, you have to take responsibility for it. You have to take responsibility. And you have to sincerely forgive yourself for this, because you are, this, like I told you, for this is a learning experience. You're on the learning planet. You're on planet Earth, and this is where you come to learn. So it's okay to make mistakes, but you need to learn from your mistakes so you don't have to keep repeating them, okay? So whenever you do things that are not, that's imbalanced, then forgive yourself for those things. And, you know, just sincerely forgive yourself for the actions you take. And also, even more important, you have to forgive others for whatever they projected on you for that day, okay? Forgive them. Release them from that. Because, see, beloved one, forgiveness is not for the benefit of the other person. Forgiveness is for you. When you learn to forgive for you, it releases you. It doesn't even make any difference whether the other person released or not from that standpoint, because it's about you. But your forgiveness also will help release them. But if they do not accept that, that's okay. And it's not your job to worry about whether they're going to accept it. It is your job to do the forgiveness work, to ask for forgiveness every day for that which is you have showed up, and that you need to be able to release it, so you won't have to carry that energy into the next day. And too many of us are walking around carrying negative energy from days back, weeks back, months back. And we're wondering why our lives are so chaotic, because you are still holding on to negative energy that is causing you not to be able to take that first step, beloved one. So you need to be able to do that. And whatever is showing up, you need to be able to learn from that opportunity. You know, it is just a necessity for you to do that, to be able to learn from those experiences that you're having to be able to grow. Every day when you wake up, by the grace of God, of the spirit inside you that shake you, wake you, blow breath in you, open your consciousness, one has to experience that feeling. And that is when you begin to take on that new energy. The moment you wake up is the moment that your day starts. And that is the moment that your mind, that computer, is operating and being turned on. Just like when you turn your computer on and it does what it do and set and ready to go. Well, when you wake up, your mental computer is being turned on based on all the information that has been fed into it. So you have to be able to move above and to do what it is necessary. Whatever you choose to manifest is based on how you start your day. How you start your day is all the information, everything will be based on how you that ended up in that day. You may not think it's important, but that day is being started. So you always want to start your morning off in the highest state that you possibly be. Yes, it may go in a different direction at some point in the day, but you want to start it off at the highest level. And even if you get off track, then you simply have to just get back on track. So if you find yourself feeling blocked and not understanding why you're not able to move forward, then you need to pray and ask for support from your guardian angel or from your higher self. What's holding me back? What's not allowing me to be able to move forward into this higher realm that I know I am? What is my blocking? what do I need to do to able to release this negative energy in my being that's being causing me to not move forward and to do it. See, beloved one, it is your responsibility to discover what's happening with you. God gave you the power to do that. So your response is yes, God's force will assist you in rising above it, but you got to take the action to accept what's happening and want to make a change and change it. You, not God, going to be coming to shake you and to interfere in your life to get you to come out of a negative funk. You have to be willing to do that yourself, okay? And you have to start, once you become aware of what it is that's causing you to not be able to move forward, you have to start immediately you need to start working on and shifting your energy so that you can get past that particular thing, beloved one. And you diligently, you can, because if you don't release it, you don't let it go, then it's going to fester. Well, a little problem that's, you know, something that could be resolved or worked through, you are holding on to that energy, and that energy is growing every second of the day. That energy is getting more powerful. Okay, so now this little small thing that you didn't resolve today, tomorrow can cause you a bump. Tomorrow can be a hill. Okay, so release and do your forgiveness work at night. Do your gratitude work at night. Be grateful and utilize your gratitude to help to work through things. And what I'm saying, utilize your gratitude and thankfulness for everything that shows up in your life, the good and the bad, okay? The good of the I'm not even going to say bad because there is no bad, okay? The challenges that you had to go through today to help you have a growing experience, be grateful for that too. And you always, I tell you, and doing gratitude work, you not only be grateful for the things that have showed up in your life today, but you also have to be grateful for the things that you want to show up in your life. You have to give thanks for them as if they have already appeared, already in your life. You want a new car. Thank you, God, for this new car I'm driving. Thank you, God, for these new shoes that I have on my feet. Thank you, God, for this new health that I have. Thank you, God, for the healing that has taken place. Thank you, God. You have to work on it, oh, beloved one. You have to start doing it. And there is no instantaneously anything, okay? Now, you need to do the work, because a lot of the stuff that we have in our subconscious minds have been there for a while, so we have to work on moving forward. Now, I do believe that in divine healing, and I believe that one can be released from a situation when they're in the right frequency and the right thought and the right healer is there, you can instantaneously be healed. Jesus proved that for a fact. So there is, in those cases, there are instantaneous and immediate things that can happen, okay? So that's part of the miracles that can you do in your life. You know, you wish you're praying for a miracle today, then it can come. Something that's been going on in your life and been happening in your life, all of a sudden, this day, bam, it changes instantly. It just changed because God has given you mercy and showed you grace today. No, because, beloved ones, you got to do you got to be willing to do the work. That old saying, there's no free lunch. In the universal law, there is no free lunch. You have to do something to gain something. You have to take responsibility for yourself, your mind, to be able to utilize your thoughts and feelings to be able to do it. That is where there is no free lunch. You have to do it. Even, you know, beloved ones, even the water and the air have a price tag. Now, I grew up many, many years ago. I am in my late 60s, okay? So there were times where water was clean, water was pure, and we did not have to go and buy water, okay? Water was good. That was good water. And I grew up on a farm, so there was a lot of fresh water there. But not only that, when I first came into the city, the water system wasn't that bad. Over the period of time, it has gotten horrible. Okay, I would not take a chance of drinking any water out of any city's water system at this point in time. But that, so you have to buy water. So that's something that should be free for you. Water has become, had the price tag on it now. Something that God has given the earth plenty of, but man has contaminated, and now we have to end up paying for water. Air, the quality of the air is horrible in some places. Some cities are bad. Some cities, people were starting to wear masks even before the pandemic. So, but they don't rectify the atmosphere, the air quality in a lot of these cities. Masks are going to be a permanent thing in our lives. Because man contaminated the air. So you have to wear a mask. So we have to do our part to help bring forth the higher quality of those things, beloved ones. It's up to us to be responsible. And when I'm saying the price is that for you to do the right thing, okay? That you have to be able to put forth energy to bring about change and to make things better, and because it doesn't make sense for us to have to pay for water, something that God gave us free, clean air that we've had for millions of years. Clean air and clean water has been here for millions of years, and in the last 100 years, man has just polluted it to a level where it is almost unrecognizable. But there's a responsibility that we have to pay for it, and the earth is fighting back now with global warming. So you see, beloved ones, we have to do the work to be able to bring those things back into perfect feeling and bring those things back into what we need. We need for the earth to be pure so we can do that. So when you are expecting greatness to happen in your life, each one of us are connected on a spiritual level that most folks have no idea of how that is happening. But there is an individual thought, because each one of us have an individual fingerprint. So that makes us an individual. But we're all connected on a spiritual realm. We're all connected consciously. So what you do, beloved ones, affects me. What I do affects you. You may not see it at the time, and you may not feel it at the time, but we are affecting each other. So that's why we have to start living our lives with positive expectation so we can rise above and so we can be more positive, have more positive energy, and show up more in a positive way. So not only will it help us to grow, but it would help the collective consciousness of the masses. We're all tied in together, beloved ones. You may think that you are alone, but you're not. You're tied in. You're being affected by what's going on with your neighbors. You can see what's happening with the virus. You know, one person get it and give it to 3-4 other people. So that means that we are all connected here on this planet, and we all have to take responsibility to do that. So we have to make a conscious effort to do the right thing. So whenever you can get into your state of being where you're feeling good and you're having good and positive experiences, that is going to be a major player. If we can just get people, if we can get 60 to 50% of the population to start really operating in the high energy and spiritual thinking and positive thinking and consciousness, we could make a shift and change almost instantaneously when that can happen. And thank God that we are, regardless of what you're seeing and experiencing at this time, we are shifting, beloved ones. We are now operating between a 3- and 4-dimensional thought process, and that we are going into that higher realm of the 5th dimension. And, of course, when we get into the 5th dimension, that's when life begin to really excel and begin to really shift and be able to magic really begins to happen at a higher level. Okay, so that process is taking place, And that's part of what you were experiencing also, is that the shift in a lot of the old systems and the old ways are being broken down. And for a lot of people, it's hard for change. But that change is necessary. And a lot of people are fighting change. And that's why it is so chaotic, because people are fighting change that is taking place, and they don't even know why it's happening, but the universe is shifting and changing, and that it has to be done. So, beloved ones, that you, a lot of people are angry about the changes that are taking place because they don't understand it. They don't understand that we're at the time where the earth is shifting and we're moving to a higher state of consciousness. Now, some of those who are not able to deal with it, they won't be here on the planet long. When we get to that fifth dimensional thing, there will be no need for them. And if they are, they will be more, even more chaotic, because they're really going to be totally confused. Okay? Really totally be confused. But we who are understanding and knowing that we are vibrational energy, and understand that we are on the projection to get to that edge of the fifth. There's some people that's already there. Matter of fact, there's people that's even higher than the fifth dimension. You know, from what I understand, the dimensions go up to 12 dimensions. So there's a lot of folks that are there and beyond. But the collective masses of people are not at that level. So, but they are working toward that. And we have to keep projecting and moving to that higher state of consciousness and awareness, okay? So every week, beloved ones, I always share with you that you are a spiritual being made in the image of the gods. You are a spiritual image of spiritual being made in the images of God. And hopefully I'll say this to you one Sunday and you will really get it. Really, really get it and understand who you are. You are gods and goddesses, and there's nothing blasphemous about that at all. You are made in the spiritual image of the supreme being who created the universe, beloved one. You have the direct DNA inheritance spiritually of that same creative supreme being inside of you. Yes, your physical bodies are different because that comes from your parents that you chose, but the most essence part of you, the most important part of you is spiritual. And that spiritual part of you is what you are connected to the God force. See that? So, you know, I like to say that God is in us like the wave is in the ocean. We are part. We are that connection. We are the direct descendants of the supreme being. So when you are direct, when you're directing your parents or something, then you take on the essence of your parents as well. So take essence of your spiritual parents. And understand that you are unique, you're special, and you're gifted in a way that you need to be. Beloved ones, you are so powerful and so important. And see, when God gave you the ability to have your free will, he gave you the ability to control your destiny. He gave you the ability to control your destiny. And not only did he give you the ability to control your destiny, you were assigned a guardian angel at birth, at least two, at birth. And their exclusive job is to support you and help you in every event. But we have to learn how to tap into them, because they don't interfere with your life. But they are there for you when you're ready to ask for their assistance. So learn to tap into that part of you, beloved one, and learn to take control of your future. Learn to take control of your destiny. And it starts every morning that you wake up. You get a new opportunity to create life in the way that you want to create it. Isn't that beautiful? You get a fresh start every day. So if it did not go the way you wanted to go yesterday, guess what? Today can be the day that it can go in the manner that you want it to go. That's a beautiful thing. And how merciful and how graceful and how loving of a creative source that we have given us an opportunity to be able to recreate ourselves at all times and to rise above yesterday's situation and to rise into today's higher state of consciousness. Every day you have an opportunity to do that. And every day, the most powerful part of that day is that when you start off in the morning, is having a positive expectation of what's going on. Of course, the nighttime is important as well, because that is when you do your forgiveness work and your ask for gratitude work, and so it goes into you. But in the morning when you wake up, it's like, yes, I'm up and I'm going to go. Today is going to be my day. It's going to be a great day. I'm expecting it to be wonderful. I'm expecting it to be positive. You know, you got to have energy. Wake up with enthusiasm. Wake up with positive energy, beloved ones. It makes a difference in the way you get out of the bed all grumpy and upset because, hey, I got to go to this old job and want to deal with that. If you're unhappy with that, then change it. If it makes you that feel that bad every day, then you shouldn't be doing it no way. Okay? You need to shift and do something different. If you can't wake up excited every day about expectation of something good happening in your life, then you know there's something wrong going on in your life. If you're not able to wake up with that attitude of, I know today is going to be a wonderful and positive day. God's love and mercy is going to smile upon me. I am blessed and highly favored. So that means that I'm going to have a marvelous day today. Something good is going to show up. And beloved ones, you, when you wake up with that attitude, more than likely, it's going to go to in a great, good way for you. Like I said, I understand common law of attraction. So I understand sometimes we have to pay for those things in that day, but it doesn't mean that you have to, it have to assume your whole day. Okay? You still, once you go through what you do, you go back to that mindset of expecting to have a great and positive day. I'm going to finish the rest of this day off in a great and positive way. Okay? You have to do that. You have the power to do that, beloved ones. You have the power to control your day in the way that you say you want it to be. Yes, you have a lot of stuff trapped in your subconscious minds. I understand that, and a lot of things going on, but you can rise above all of that. You can rise above all of that, but it is up to you. God will take two steps if you take one. God will take two steps if you take one. And your one step, starting off in the morning, is expecting it to be great, expecting to have a positive day. The power of expecting is your first process of taking your one step every day. Okay? So that is what you have to do. Okay? So, beloved ones, I am in a state of gratitude for you. You have no idea how much I'm loving and feeling your energy. I do not see you per se, but I can feel you over the air. Thank God has given me the gift of intuitive intuition to be able to feel and to be able to have my feelings going. Sometimes, hey, you got to take the good with the bad, but I love and I'm love feeling, and I can feel you coming through the air. I can feel your energy on the other side of the ethers here, from the other side of the, from where I'm at and where you're at on the other side of the frequency, okay? So, and I'm grateful for you for coming, and I pray that you will come back and visit again. Tell a friend, tell a family member to come and visit us and to be with us. And one of the beautiful things is that these shows are all archived. So at any time of the day, you can go and listen, and you can go back and listen. You can refer to someone to go and listen to the show. And sometimes what I may say may not be very clear or didn't come across clear. You can go and you can do that. And if you have a question about something, just visit my website. There is a section on there where you can send me an email about something that's concerning or something I said that may not that you don't clearly understand. Or maybe you disagree with. That's okay. I can handle that. Okay? Because we all have a right to be able to have our own thoughts and our own process. But I try to deal with truth and the aspect to the best of my knowledge based on what the Creator has given me to say. As I often said to you, I am a vessel, and that's all I am. It is the God in me that do the work. It's not me, not my ego. I'm way beyond that ego thing. that ain't even happening in my life, okay? I am doing this because the God inside of me allowing me to express to you. And I am just totally grateful for you for that in all aspects, okay? So do prayer, and then we're going to close out for the day. Okay. Thank you, God. I'm so grateful that you've given us another day of living, another day of message. And we thank you, God, for the word that you allowed to flow into our lives today. We thank you, God, for all that you allowed to be part of our life. And we thank you, God, for just giving us strength to be all that we can be. Thank you for the wisdom to open up our minds and thoughts that allow us to be what we can be. And we thank you, God, as we go into this new week, to this new thought, we will begin to take control of our life day by day, expecting only witness and oneness to show up in our lives. And however it show up, we will embrace it and make the best of it, knowing that we are connected to you, God, knowing that we are part of you, knowing that we are gods and goddesses, knowing that we have the power to control our destiny, that we will move forward with that energy and that power, knowing that only the great things can come forth if we allow it to it. And we will begin to take the first step, God, knowing that you're going to take two. So we know, God, that you are the source and that you are helping us and supporting us if we are willing to do the work to move forward. So we thank you, God, for this week, and we ask you for special blessings of safety to all my beloved ones out there. Keep them safe. Keep them wrapped in the white light of protection from their heads to their feet, that their bodies are totally protected from all negative energy and all negative sources. I ask you, and I ask you, God, to allow the golden light of prosperity to penetrate through the crown of their heads and go into their physical bodies and illuminate that body with prosperity and possible thinking, that they will have a prosperous week on all levels. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to be here today, and we give thanks and gratitude. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Thank you, beloved one. And then my website, if you're not aware of it, is www.theholisticminister, spelled with an H, theholisticministry.com. Okay? And like I said, you can leave me a message if you like. Okay? And you can also make a donation if you like. It's up to you. All right. Peace and love to you, beloved ones. See you next week.